On the telephone with us today is the executive director of Miracle Ride. It's Bill Kingery. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. How are you, Mike?
Well, I'm not nearly as busy as you are, and that's a good problem to have as you are organizing the 25th annual Miracle Ride. That's coming up the first weekend in June. But, Bill, you just started with the organization back in January. Tell me how you got started.
Well, actually, I started as the executive director. They asked me if I would consider the position, and I said, heavens, yes. You know, it amazes me. I've seen people through my life who have been able to take their passion and turn it into a profession. I just never quite knew how they could do it. And now for the first time in my life, I feel I'm able to take my passion and turn it into a profession by being the executive director for the Miracle Ride Foundation. My twin brother and I have been volunteering for the Miracle Ride for the last 23 years, so I've been very involved, but not to the level that I am now.
How much advantage does it give you being involved for those 23 years to help organize such a humongous event in Indianapolis and throughout central Indiana?
Well, what is interesting is that, you know, I have volunteered, but primarily it's been in the parking arena, helping people get in, get out, and so forth. So a lot of the main events, the integral works of actually doing the per se show, I've not been involved with that. So I have to rely heavily on people who have volunteered in years past as well as the committee. My goodness, there's probably 250 volunteers overall. And then the committee members, there's probably at least 30 or more committee members. And without them, I would be dropping balls left and right and not even be able to see them bounce around me.
Thank God
for the volunteers.
It's a big team game, and it can't just take one. And that was going to be my point with this. One person, unless he's of superhuman strength, can't run this by themselves, because after a quarter of a century, the partnership with Riley Hospital for Children, you guys have raised over more than $6 million. Tell me what's been so successful in getting that partnership and getting that money to the hospital.
Well, I think when you look at the actual Miracle Ride itself, which is on Sunday, you know, we meet at Allison Transmission, and they're just a huge sponsor. And they actually tell their employees that they will match the money that their employees provide. And they go through various events to help collect funds for the ride. They provide us with their parking lot, which again we need, because there's going to be this year probably 5,000 bikers. But what I think hooks people is after we leave Allison Transmission, you know, we go directly to Riley Hospital, and we ride literally right in front of Riley Hospital, and every sick kid that is well enough that wants to participate, I mean, they come down, they are outside, they are in wheelchairs, they are wearing surgical masks, there are some with IVs, and they are waving and cheering these bikers as they rumble past. And I'm telling you, the toughest biker in the world can't get past that spot without tearing up. I mean, heck, I'm starting to tear up now just talking about it. It's really something. It's life-changing, quite honestly.
And you talk... Go ahead, buddy, I'm sorry.
Oh, and the other thing, too, is, of course, we get to go around the Indianapolis 500 track. I mean, my goodness, you know, to me, the donation is worth just the ability to ride around the track. If you're a biker and that's not on your bucket list, it should be. I mean, that is a fascinating experience.
Yeah, you need to get a different bucket if that's not on your bucket list. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Now, you talk about having the ride on Sunday the 3rd, but this is a full weekend deal for people that might not be familiar with it. We're talking about the 25th annual Miracle Ride. It's motorcyclists benefiting Riley Hospital for Children. Tell me what happens on Saturday, June 2nd, because you make a whole weekend out of this.
Yes, that is correct. It is a ball. We have poker runs coming in from all over the state. We have a poker run starting at Harley-Davidson in Bloomington. We have a poker run starting in Calumet Harley-Davidson, who they also are celebrating their 25th year. We have a Benson Motorcycles out of Muncie, Indiana. And we also have Brant's Motorcycles out of Wabash, Indiana, and they all merged together, as well as Southside Indianapolis Harley-Davidson. And what they do is they go on runs. It may at most be a 150-mile run, and then they visit various poker stops on their way to Indianapolis, where we end up at 8 Second Saloon that afternoon. There's bands playing. It's just quite a party.
And for the people that don't ride motorcycles, that's not the end of the world. Those folks can still get involved in the weekend by volunteering or helping donate as well. Well, tell me how they can get involved with that, Bill.
Well, they can go to our website, miracleride.net, and they can certainly donate there. But I got to tell you, here's another opportunity where you can provide funds for our organization and help Riley kids by going to Donato's. I mean, my goodness, Donato's Pizza, they have 21 locations within the Indianapolis area. And what they have done is they have ordered Cheryl's cookies. They're wonderful. They're a sugar cookie with a creamy icing. And you can buy one of those cookies for $1 or 6 for $5. And 100% of the proceeds goes to the Miracle Ride Foundation. And they're going to be doing that. They started May 8th, and they'll be doing it for 8 weeks.
So you got plenty of time to get there and participate with that, even if you're not going to be hopping on. Bill Kingery is our guest this morning. Riley Hospital for Children, the 25th annual Miracle Ride. They've donated over $6 million, 6.2 and counting. That's a lot of change. How does that impact the lives of those children at Riley's Children's Hospital?
Well, what's interesting is that if you go to our website, you can literally see exactly where the money goes each year, because we want to post it so our riders will know where the money's going. And, well, to give you an example of how important it is to the Riley Children's Foundation and Riley Hospital, they provided gave us an award last year. We're the largest third-party donator to Riley Hospital in the country.
That's fantastic. Yes. That is some true, true people's hard-earned money going right here in central Indiana to help those less fortunate. And one of my children had to go to Riley Children's Hospital, and it's they do unbelievable job there. Thankfully, we didn't have anything too, but there are all kinds of levels there, and the work those people do day in and day out is really, really something to see. Bill Kingery is our guest. He is in charge of the 25th annual Miracle Ride coming up June 2nd and 3rd. MiracleRide.net has all your information. And a big raffle going on this year as well?
Yes. Everybody that participates gets a raffle ticket, and the prize, the grand prize, is a 2018 Harley Breakout. It's a denim color. It's just absolutely gorgeous bike. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous. And everybody has a chance to win that. We also do what's called the most money raised prize. And this prize is whoever brings in the most money. It is a Sportster 1200, gorgeous. And again, the picture's on our website.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. These are fantastic.
Yep, and we even have a second most money raised prize as well, which is a Suzuki GW250, which is donated by Maxim Power Sports up in Merrillville, Indiana.
So folks that will help bring in the most money will have a chance to win, yeah, a Harley Davidson. How about that? And everybody involved in Miracle Ride will have a chance to also win a bike. Well, so let me get this straight. You get a chance to win a bike or two. You have a chance to ride on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You have a chance to make a difference in children's lives. What's the downside here, Bill? This is fantastic. No wonder why you guys have been doing it for 25 years.
I tell you what, there is no downside. Just to give you an example, we have ambassador families that help promote our cause. And one of our ambassador families, their son, Lucas Davis, he just turned 14 years old. And he, of course, loves motorcycles. He's a Riley kid. When back in February, they have the Indianapolis Boat Sport and Travel Show, and at the first weekend, they always do the bike show. And Lucas asked his mother if he could go to the show. He wanted to go to the Miracle Ride booth, and he wanted to visit the volunteers and get his picture taken with the 2018 Harley Breakout. So she said yes on one condition. And that is, you have to wear a surgical mask because of his low immune system.
Right.
So they came, I was there, and I had an opportunity to meet Lucas. And when we got ready to get our picture taken, he had asked his mother if she wouldn't mind if he took off his mask, because he didn't want to be wearing it during the picture, and she agreed. So we got our picture taken, and after that, I had a chance to talk with Lucas one-on-one. And in our conversation, he told me, so Mr. Kingery said, last year, I was at Riley Hospital when you did the miracle ride. And then he said, at that moment, I felt lucky to be a Riley kid.
That's
and I was, of course,
powerful.
Speechless. Oh, yeah. So afterwards, I had a chance to talk to his mom, and I mentioned to her what he had said to me. And she said, yes, it is true. He was there. But he was so sick at the time, he couldn't come outside with the rest of the kids. He watched it from the upstairs second-story window. Still felt lucky.
And that's a big deal, because you could see the progress and how those people help get these kids back on their feet and back to normal. And that's what that $6.2 million donated has done, Bill. So it's a fantastic job by your organization. And if people are looking to register, not everybody, you know, some people could be a little late to the party, which we don't know how that's possible.
Oh, sure.
They need to get online. The registration process is simple, isn't it?
Oh, exactly correct. Just go online, again, miracleride.net. You just very simply click on register, and you can do the process right there.
And if you're not...
You can actually show up the morning of the ride, but we prefer that you pre-register just to reduce the chaos.
And that's good chaos, though. When you have that many people raising that much money, it's organized, great chaos. And if you're not into the motorcycle world, you can always sponsor somebody. It is. Obviously, the folks riding in this will be asking for donations as well. And what a great cause it goes to. And 25 years, 25 more. Well, we hope we won't have 25 more, but if we do, you can see this money is really making a difference. That's a great job.
Yes, yes. And I also want to point out, like the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute, you know, promoting the Get Legal, Get Licensed, Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over. I mean, they participate because they understand, you know, what we need to do in the way of being educated so everybody rides safe.
Yeah, and safety is first. And with that many bikes and that many people participating, what an exciting time. And we hope Mother Nature, this is a rain or shine event though, right, Bill?
Exactly correct.
So we'll get tough and do it. Year one, 1994, raised $21,000. Last year, raised $310,000. Just a great, great number, and we hope to beat that this year. Give us the website one more time, Bill.
All right, it's miracleride.net. And I also ask you, for you Facebook fans, go to our Facebook page. There's some great articles written there sharing stories. One of the stories that I encourage you to read is B.J. Yoho. Some of you may be aware of B.J. He's known as B.J. Claus around Bloomington, Bloomfield area. He is my hero. He's a Riley kid. He's 16 years old. And he has done so much for Riley. He helped with their Eastern Green High School, their first dance-a-thon. And I believe they raised over $8,000.
Very nice.
Which is phenomenal. He's actually going to be at Harley-Davidson of Bloomington Saturday morning for the riders. He wants to be there just to welcome them, thank them. And I believe he will even be speaking to the group if we can work that out. But he is truly a testimony of the human spirit.
Outstanding. And you'll find that, again, that's part of the Poker Run on Saturday, the 2nd.
Yes.
And then on the 3rd is the big day, Allison Transmission, the big ride, the big wave, the big lap at the Motor Speedway. Bill, I know you got your hands full. I appreciate you taking the time this morning to share your story with us, and I hope you guys break the bank coming up in the first weekend of June.
Well, thank you, and I'm honored to be a guest on your show.